I'm going to preach on a title. I'm going to call this War. War. Now go to Psalms 3, please, this morning. And I want you guys to tell me if you're ready for the Word this morning. I heard a few yawns. I said, are you ready for the Word this morning?
Amen?
Amen? That wasn't very convincing. You guys have been out of the game for like 3 weeks, so we got to get things tuned up again, right?
Amen.
There's so many Christians this morning. They're feeling the heat of the battle. I felt it in the spirit last night, and sure enough, things are breaking through on a national level. I've got some friends that are big public speakers nationally, and something's going on in that realm last night, and I needed to send some text out to people just to kind of encourage them in the Lord. I had people texting me from Florida, from Tennessee, and from all over the place, talking to your little itty-bitty pastor here at West Point, Nebraska, because of things that are breaking forth on a national scene, and you're probably going to be in the news about. I just want you to know there's a heaviness, there's a breaking, there's people that are under the scrutiny of an almighty God, there's ministries that are hanging in the balance tonight. There is an all-out onslaught against the ministry and the people of God in this hour. And if you have a call on your life, there is an absolute warfare over your life, over your being, over everything that you are and everything you'll ever be. There's a hellish fight against it. And I want you guys to know the Pharisees are going to be against you, and the religious church is going to be against you, and all hell's going to try to come against you in this hour. If you're going to preach this full gospel until Jesus comes back, you are not going to be the most popular person on planet Earth. Somebody say amen to that.
Amen.
You're going to find that really, really quick. And I just want you guys to look at the third psalm being sung by King David during the moment of an overwhelming warfare in his Christian life. We're going to read it together. If you're there, say amen.
Amen.
Psalm 3, 1 through 8. A psalm of David when he fled from Absalom, his son. His son. Think about this. Talk about a time when families are going to come against each other. Man. Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me. Many there be which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God. Many people are saying there's no help for him. He's too far gone. He's this, that, and the other. But thou, O Lord, are a shield for me. Do you remember that prophetic word that was spoken in this church? It was about the shield. For thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory, and the lifter up of my head. Somebody needs your head lifted and tilted today. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill, Selah. I laid me down and slept, and I awaked, for the Lord sustained me. I will not be afraid. Everybody say that. I will not be afraid.
I will not be afraid.
Of 10,000s of people that have set themselves against me round about. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God, for thou hast smitten all mine enemies upon the cheekbone. Wow, that's a pretty good smack. Thou hast broken the teeth of the ungodly. Salvation belongs to the Lord. Thy blessing is upon thy people. Pause and calmly think of that. I know you guys are battling. I know that we're battling. This is the Psalm of David, and he's asking for God to come and be his shield, be his glory, be the lifter of, be the encourager against overwhelming warfare, and I believe it's aimed right at you. I believe it's aimed at me. I believe it's aimed at Brett. I believe it's aimed at Melissa. I believe it's aimed at Mary Karras. I believe it's aimed at you guys coming into the faith, Learmans. I believe that there is a warfare against you. I believe that Satan hates you. I believe he wants to stop you. I believe he wants to do everything. He wants to unleash every beast in hell to try to stop the move of God, the church of God, the living God in this moment and in this hour. Amen? And God has stirred me last night. I barely slept a wink last night. I was fighting all hell last night, throughout the night. Keaton came in at whatever in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning, I was wide awake. I'm getting texted at 4 o'clock in the morning. And I just knew something was going on. I don't know what you need this morning. It may be physical, it may be mental, it may be financial, it may be a job, it may be a child that needs deliverance, maybe a marriage. I don't know what it is, but it's Christ that's going to rescue your situation this morning. Amen. It doesn't matter if the enemy seems stacked against you today, you're going to hear the word of the Lord in the house of God. And I'm going to tell you what, it'll be good that you have come to the house of the Lord today. I'm going to tell you, you're going to be encouraged before you leave today in the name of Jesus. Somebody give God a hand clap of praise right now for what you're about to receive in Jesus' name. Amen. We need anointed pulpits. We need people in those pulpits that'll preach what they hear from God speaking. Amen. There's an old hymn, and I love it. I wish we could have sang it this morning, but it's Onward, Christian Soldier, marching off to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before, Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banners go. At the sign of triumph, Satan's host doth flee. On then, Christian soldiers, on to victory. Hell's foundations quiver at the shout of praise. Brothers, lift your voices, loud your anthems raise. Like a mighty army moves the church of God. Brothers, we are treading where the saints have trod. We are not divided, all one body we, one in hope and doctrine, and one in charity. Crowns and thrones may perish, kingdoms rise and wane, but the church of Jesus constant will remain. Gates of hell can never against that church prevail. We have Christ's own promise, and that cannot fail. Are you with me here? Praise the name of Jesus. I'm feeling that in my guts today. Now go to Psalm 27 this morning, and we're going to preach a little bit. Hallelujah to the name of Jesus. War. This is war. Psalm 27, 2 and 3. You there? Say amen.
Amen.
I pray for my voice because it almost went last night. It's going to try to go this morning. When the wicked, even mine enemies and foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh. Though a host encamp against me, though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. Praise God. Talk about a bad day. Jump up for sake of time to 10 through 13. When my father and mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. You see that? Look at 12. Deliver me not over to the will of mine enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against me, such as breathe out cruelty. It got bad, and David was expressing that. He said in verse 13, look at it with me. He said, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. In fact, there was so much of a warfare against him at times in his life that he would have been done for. He would have just all out fainted. He would have just, in his exhaustion, in what he was facing in this life, he would have just fallen if he hadn't believed, it says, to see God in the land of the living. He would have lost heart, it says. So make no mistake, you're under an attack this morning. And it could mean, and if you're not, it could mean that you're no threat to the devil at all. Anybody under attack, can you raise your hand proud in this room and say, dear God, yeah, I'm aimed at. David was a wanted man. There was a wanted poster. There was a target on his back from the kingdom of darkness. And that darkness wants to get you too. In this passage, Psalm 27, go to 1. Right at the beginning, it says, the Lord is my light. That's where we're going to stay for a while. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? You can see here that darkness is the emblem of distress and trouble and perplexity and sorrow, and light is the emblem of the opposite of these things, because God is light and in him is no darkness at all. Amen?
Amen.
God is light. God is a light to his people to show them the way when they're in doubt, to comfort and rejoice their hearts when they feel sorrow. In my daily reading just the other day in Proverbs 4:18, it says, but the path of the just is a shining light that shines more and more into a perfect day. This is our God. He's leading us. He's guiding us. Thy word is a lamp, and it is a light unto us. And here in this passage, God is showing us through David, through David's troubles and fears and worries and his anxieties, that they disappeared when he put his faith and trust in Jesus Christ. He says, he's my salvation in the second part of that first verse. That is, he saves or delivers me. He keeps me from fainting. He keeps me from sinking. He keeps me out of despair. He keeps me from dying away. He keeps me from falling. He keeps me when I can't keep myself. It's the grace of God. It's the power of God that keeps us even when we can't stand or walk. Amen?
Amen.
Absolutely. And he says, whom shall I fear? I talked last night to the group down at the Nielsen Center, and you got this thing that the teachers have come out in Pender, and they were talking about this, some Momo or something like that. The little girls were all talking about, 10-year-old girls are really messed up over this pop-up thing that's coming on all the YouTube things. So the school had kind of an assembly and said, hey, I think they just said, turn the thing off. The trouble is you can't stop it when these pop-ups and these ads come on. Even if you're watching good stuff, it's popping up on YouTube Kids, even if you have filters and everything else. And there's these pop-ups that look demonic and wicked and evil and looks like, yuck, old ladies. And they're telling you to commit suicide. And they're telling you to go murder. And they're telling you to do different things. And these are the messages that are popping up while little kids are watching stuff on electronic devices. And sure enough, all the 10-year-olds were listening to me last night like this. And I'm going to tell you that we're dealing with it in our school. We're dealing with it in our home. Sure enough, I've got a 10-year-old girl that's seen stuff that she ought not to have seen already in those things. And we're having to deal with the repercussions of all these things. And I want you to know, it is almost a fully demon-possessed world out there in which we live. It is absolutely, as soon as the church is taken up out of here, it will be a completely demon-possessed world in which we live in. Amen? Because it's all the Holy Spirit, all the believers going to be taken up out of here, and it'll be totally given. Wait till this political thing swings back the other way. Wait till this hell on earth is going to be unleashed, and we have to be knocking on the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. It has to be soon and very soon. But he said, whom shall I fear in the midst of this? David said, my God, whom shall I fear? And in Romans 8:31, it says, if God be for us, then who can be against us? We are still the church of the living God. Amen?
Amen.
We are still full of the one who overcame everything to set you free this morning. God is on our side. And we should have no apprehension of even danger. We should cast down every fear and cast it out of the room. And I'm teaching my kids how to war with their hands, how to take every thought captive. And literally, we're going through these every night. We did this last night too. But if there's a thought that's coming to your mind, you have to take that. I've been teaching Caitlin how to, if that thing's coming to you at night and it's the middle of the night, it's a nightmare, you have to take that thing and you have to take it captive. And you have to say, does that belong in my mind? Did that come from God or was that planted of the devil? Right? Take every thought captive. Cast down then every imagination that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Amen? We have to do these things. We have to do these. We have to practice these things. We have to teach these things. But I want to tell you, the devil's going to get burned in this, because all week long, my Caitlin and my Kristen have been praying in their rooms at night. And they're saying, dear God, let's pray. Let's really pray. And you know what? They've been asking God for the Holy Ghost. They've been asking God to fill them and to stir them. They've been praising God for 25 minutes in the evening without me doing anything. Yeah, come on. Yeah, come on. Amen. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. I've seen a hunger and a thirst. And what the devil meant for evil, God's using for good. And I'm going to tell you, it's going to produce something in our kids as they have to stand and war. Amen. They're supposed to be arrows, amen, that are aimed. Dear God, and I'm going to tell you that we are at war. And I'm torqued off because I'm daddy. And I'm going to tell you, we're going to fight until the end. And as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. We're going to plant churches. And we're going to plant radio broadcasting. And we're going to take this gospel to the ends of the earth. And we are going to preach the unadulterated truth in this house. And for the whole wide world to know. Come on, are you with me?
Amen.
Dear God, I'm stirred for God. I want to be what He wants me to be.
Amen.
Dear God, I thank God that we've got men down there at Mardi Gras right now walking through the streets preaching the gospel to those lost people. Aren't you glad?
Amen.
And Jesus loves those people, wants to save them. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. He says, The Lord is the strength of my life. The Lord is the strength of my life. I'm still in verse 1. He's the support of my life. He keeps me alive. Did you know that the Bible says I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengtheneth me? I can leap over a wall. I could run through a troop. And it says, of whom shall I be afraid? I remember times when I would go door to door in Macy. Macy's the armpit of Nebraska, they say. And I'd walk up to door after door after door. And I was. But the Holy Spirit would fill me. And I would be praying under my breath. And I've taught my daughter, I said, now you walk down those halls, you're praying in your mind. You're praying in the spirit. You're praying, you're talking, you're doing, you can pray. Yes, you can pray in your mind, right? You don't have to pray out loud. Amen?
Amen.
And you're praying and God's going to gird you. He's going to put angels around you for all these things. I remember walking up to doors and the dogs barking. There's pit bulls and there's German shepherds and there. It's like, do I really want to tell that person about Jesus? Sister, you know what I'm talking about. She works in Macy, and I'm telling you, those were gut check times. Those were faith testing times. Do I really want to be the leader in evangelism in this church? Well, here's my test. And I'm telling you, church, fear has torment. I want to talk to you guys for a moment today. It says fear hath torments. Are you tormented by fear? Young person, is it the boogeyman? Is it Momo? Is it whatever it is? When I was there, it was Freddy Krueger back in the day. He visited me for 3 years about every night. I'd put the covers over so deep. I'd have comforters this deep. I'd sweat through. I'd wake up in a lather of my own sweat because I was so scared. And I realized later in life what was happening there was I had watched those movies. And guess what? That devil wanted to steal the calling on my life. He wanted to steal, kill, and destroy me before I ever had a chance to pick up a Bible. Are you with me?
Amen.
He's after every single one of you guys and all the young people in our schools. And dear God, if we don't take a stand now for them, there won't be churches. I don't like the way the midweek service is going out of the churches. The Sunday night service is going out of the churches. I've been talking to doctors and coaches about my disgust for the fact that sports and church don't seem to be able to combine in Pender. But I want to be salt and light to this world. Amen. And I want them to know that it's important that people go to heaven at the end of the day. Okay.
Amen.
Doesn't matter how many hours of the day you spend on a ball field. It matters that you get to heaven at the end of the day. Aren't you in agreement with that today?
Amen.
Amen. So we're going to preach that. Now fear has torment. It's painful. It's distressing. And if your mind lingers there, you've allowed the devil to get a foothold and to torment you. And you have to stand up to fear. We have to do that by the boldness of the Holy Spirit. Every single time. Perfect love then will deliver the mind from all fears and set the captive free. I want you guys to see this. I want you guys to see this. Go to Acts 16 in your Bible today. Acts 16, 23. And I'm talking about fear for the sake of the young people today.
Amen.
When you're older, you may have fear of poverty, or sickness may come and knock on your door. Or listen, here's something that I struggle with, if I can be transparent, rejection. And I think as a Christian, we're all going to deal with rejection. When people come into this church, I preach my guts out. I preach my heart, my life, and I wear my heart on my sleeve. And when people come in and they leave, you know what it does to me? It breaks my heart. Breaks my heart when I get to marry people or dedicate their babies or teach them about Jesus or take them on this or take them on this. And then it breaks my heart when I don't get to continue to see them grow in God. That's something I deal with as a pastor. And rejection is one of the worst things that you can deal with. Anybody else struggle with fear? Or rejection, or any of these things, because fear has torments, and if we let it stay, it'll mess with us. Hallelujah. I want you guys to see this in live stream here in Acts 16, verse 23. Are you there? Say amen.
Amen.
And when they had laid many stripes upon them, this is Paul and Silas. By the way, show me your back. Do you guys have a lot of stripes on your back yet? That shows maturity, okay? And when they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into the prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely, who, having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison. Now, listen, in a spiritual sense, you guys can be placed into the inner prison. You can not only have stripes on your back, you can be thrust into an inner prison, and it can be right here. And they made their feet fast with the stocks, and at midnight, everybody say midnight.
Midnight.
At midnight's usually pretty dark, isn't it? Paul and Silas, they did something that was radical. They began to, in the midst of whatever was going on in their life, in the midst of this darkness and hopelessness, something began to shake in them, and it was their faith. They began to stand up in faith, and faith began to pray, and faith began to sing, and they sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And I just want to say, whatever mess that you're in today, whatever's going on in your life, if we can just find our knees, God will move heaven and earth, and He'll begin to set you free. Just watch. God will begin to move everything. And the prisoners were watching. And suddenly in verse 26, there was a great earthquake so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And I pray today that the foundation of every prison and every stronghold of your life would be shaken today by the power of God. Amen. As we begin to praise Him and worship Him. And it said immediately. Everybody say immediately.
Immediately.
Suddenly and immediately are immediate things, right? They happen like this. When we begin to praise and worship, all of a sudden God sends ambushments into the camp of the devil and begins to destroy. He's just dropping bombs. Brett, I always say, word to your moms, he came to drop bombs. Amen. And he just destroys the wicked work of the enemy when we begin to praise loudly and be singing unto God and trusting in the Lord. And what happened? God's giving more boldness, and all of a sudden they are loosed from whatever was holding them back. Church, that's where the church needs to be today. Absolutely loose from your fear, from your strongholds, from your bondages, so you can walk with God in power and unction today. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Psalm 27, 2 and 3. When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh. They did what? Psalm 27, 2. They stumbled and fell. Do you guys remember in John 18 when at the betrayal where Judas is going to kiss Jesus, and then the army or the soldiers are going to come and they're going to try to go after Jesus, they're going to try to get Jesus? Remember what happened? Remember, instantly they come after Jesus and boom, they're all blown back on their backs. Do you remember that part? As soon as he said unto them, I am, they went backwards and fell to the ground, it said. Church, I want you guys to know that that God is greater than anything else in this world.
Amen.
He's of greater power. He'll confound. He'll drive back. He'll strike to the ground. He'll blast people to the ground. He will knock the cheekbone and knock the teeth out. Have you ever seen Rocky in all those slow motion fights? He's like, kung, kung. You ever seen that?
Yes.
Yeah, you've probably seen it too. Brett has too. Our Lord is greater and more powerful than Rocky Balboa. Amen? He's plundered hell for you and me. He's won the victory over death. Listen to what I have to say today in the house of God. Jesus stood in the garden the day of his resurrection. And he said, this is Revelation 1:18, I have the keys of hell, death, and the grave. And because I live, Jesus said, ye shall live also. Every single one of you is going to have life. Every single one of you guys can have a new existence. You can be a new creation in Christ Jesus. We must believe in the power of his blood. Dale, I'm going to preach the blood for a second, okay? Let me preach the blood of Jesus. It has to be restored to the churches. The blood has to be restored. We have to preach it until it hurts. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
We have to preach it until we know it, that we're impacted by this blood, Broderick. It's the precious blood, and it's the answer to everything. And I want to tell all the momos and the vampires out there and all the true blood, all these vampire everythings out there, you don't know where the real powerful blood is. You don't know what the true blood is. The true blood is a sinless blood. It's a God's blood that was shed upon a cross to set every single one of us unbelievably free by the glory of God. Amen. Hallelujah. It'll put a new life within you. It'll put a new life within you and within you, a resurrection life. Amen. And as I was texting somebody at 4 o'clock in the morning, I told him, God's not done with you yet. There's resurrection life. You were destined and born and called for this calling. And that's what is in you as well. That blood of Jesus. If there's one drop of blood in Christ tonight, for every single one of you guys, it can set every single one of you free. Amen. God, hallelujah, said in John 10, I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Life everlasting, life eternal. The devil wants to stop that. He wants to bring blackness and darkness into this world. But let him that stole steal no more. Victory is mine according to the word of God. Do you believe that this morning? Amen. There's victory in this word of God this morning. And we must never deviate from that message of victory. Christ died to cancel all the works of the devil. I want to prove it to you. Go to 1 John this morning in the time that we have left. 1 John 3:8. Hallelujah. I love preaching the blood, and I love preaching against the enemy, and I love lifting up the powerful name of Jesus upon this earth. And I pray to God that He gives us a bigger megaphone to do it. Amen?
Amen.
All around this world, God, open up these doors. 1 John 3:8, here it is. He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sins from the beginning. Right? For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested or made alive, Dylan, that He might destroy the works of the devil.
Amen.
Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil. Matt Trimble, I want you to look at this scripture in the book of Colossians. I want you to know that Satan has been defeated, okay? This is what that word means in the Greek. Everybody go to Colossians 2:15, okay? 2:15. I'm going to give you a Greek word for defeated. To expose to public infamy and shame. Jesus has exposed Satan unto public infamy and shame. He did it at the cross of Calvary. They thought for one split second, Caitlin, they thought for one split second, those demons, every demon in hell and on earth, they thought, oh, we've got him now. Just nail him to the cross. Just nail him to the cross. We've got him now. We've got his new religion. We've got it snuffed out right now. And for one split second, and the moment he said it is finished and the blood had been applied, oh my gosh, did they get wide-eyed? Did they realize, oh my gosh, that the cross turned out to be their public defeat and their public shame for all eternity? Amen. And Jesus Christ, by his own blood, stomped all over that serpent's head. And dear God, that victory is mine today by faith. And so nothing can mess with you. Nothing can mess with me as long as Jesus Christ is in you today. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. For greater is He that's in me than he that is in this world. Amen. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. He has overcome the entire world. Now He lives and makes His abode in us. And dear God, we cannot be stopped. We are immortal until God calls us home. And I want you to feel that in your guts today, that we don't serve this little wishy-washy, wimpy, little political junkie, little Bible analytical, little Bible study cop. No! And I'm sorry I'm fired up. And you know I'm fired up. But we've got the greatest news that has ever been told. We have the greatest God, hallelujah, that there's ever been, the only one true God. And His Son, His lovely Son, Jesus, loves you today. And He loves me today. And He died. He died to destroy the works of the devil in your life. He died for you to stick sin under your foot and squash it like a grape. He died that you would have victory. He died that you'd have access to grace by faith. He died that the sickness would be crushed. He died. He made a way through His atoning blood to set every single one of you free and make you a mighty power for God on this earth. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Oh, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I love preaching the blood of Jesus Christ. In Colossians 2:15, having spoiled principalities, you know, I believe that spoiled means he spanked the heck out of them. He took them behind the woodshed and did some. I'm telling you, at the cross where I first saw the light. Come on. He spoiled them. I'm telling you, he took millions of demons, a third of the, he spanked every one of them, and he made a show of them openly, and he triumphed over them in it. Are you seeing that?
Amen.
Do you see what Jesus did? Do you think Jesus is worried about the devil?
No.
Absolutely not. He's a little pit bull on a short chain. His time's almost done, and then he'll be cast into the lake of fire forever and evermore. Yeah, he's defeated foe. Satan is defeated. He is destroyed. And here's the thing. Satan can't get at Jesus. Jesus is at the right hand of the Father. You know who Satan's going to mess with?
Us.
The body that's here on earth. If he can just wreck our lives, he's still trying to do something. He's still trying to snap at the heels of Jesus Christ. If I can just make your life miserable. Now, are you going to let him do that?
No.
Are we going to let him do that in our hour, in our watch? Are we going to plant churches? Are we going to see people saved and filled with the Holy Ghost and healed and walking with God? Amen?
Amen.
We have to enforce the victory that was won at Calvary. Matt, you and I have to enforce the victory. And how do we do that? We walk by faith and not by sight. Amen?
Amen.
We walk in the Spirit and will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. We walk in the power of God. We'll be able to do what He did. Amen? And greater things, if I go to be with my Father, for I'm sending the Comforter down to you. I'm sending the Spirit of truth. I'm sending the Spirit of power down to you. They overcame Him by the blood of the Lamb in the book of Revelation. And you will overcome everything by the blood of the Lamb. Do you believe that? Jesus Christ is the resurrection. John 11. Believest thou this? Jesus spoke to Mary and Martha. Do you believe I'm the resurrection? Church, that is a question of all time. My gosh, He took us back. He bought us by the blood. He reconciled us in His body of His flesh through death to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in His sight. He is going to show me unbelief. I can't believe that He's going to show me off in heaven. People aren't going to see Aaron. They're not going to see the sin nature. You know what they're going to see in heaven? They're going to look at me and they're going to say, oh my gosh, Aaron. That guy was a wretch. And they're going to look at me in heaven, and He's going to present me holy and unblameable and unreprovable, just as if I'd never ever sinned, justified, as if I'd never done anything wrong, as if I'd never even comprehended sin.
Glory to God.
That's for all of us who put faith and trust in Jesus.
Amen.
Whoa! A complete victory over every trial. Jesus conquered death to give us victory in every area of our life. And Satan, the blood of Jesus is against you. And church, if you'll rise up in what the power of the blood can do for you, you're going to smoke out every devil in town.
Amen.
Amen? Let's smoke them out. Let's get them under our feet. Let's walk in victory. Let's be the church one more time. Let's do all this for His glory, not our own glory. Let's submit ourselves to the Word of God, the truth of God, and let's be the church. Now, the church has got to change. Church has got to be radically transformed. The church has to be more important than the basketball games, you guys. I guarantee you, if I was preaching at Pershing in front of 500 people, most of you wouldn't come. But if Trevor was playing basketball in Pershing in front of 500 people, you'd probably all start your car and go. Because your priority is basketball. And I love sports, by the way. Okay? Church has got to change. And I'm praying that you can feel the war. And as God allows us to feel the warfare, that we rise up in the power of our God. And I believe that's the only way He's going to get what He wants out of us. He's got to turn up the heat 7 times. because then we'll exercise faith. Until then, phew, hoo la la. I'm in it for leisure. I'm ready to get the heck out of church. Quick, let's lock the doors and go home. I don't want to fellowship with anybody. Woo, I got rid of that. I'm done with that. That's over. Quick, hurry. You guys, maybe we should say bring war, bring famine, bring pestilence, bring tribulation, bring all these things because the church may rise up again. Amen? Maybe we should say bring it, devil. Bring everything you got. You hit me as hard as you can right here and then take it here. Come on. Maybe we should pray that way. Maybe we should ask God to come and to bring revival to this nation again. The Bible says we're more than conquerors through Him that loved us. That I'm persuaded that neither death nor life nor angels nor principalities nor powers nor things present nor things to come nor height nor depth nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. I want to ask you guys this morning as we look at an altar call right now. Is He your confidence this morning? Is Jesus your hope this morning? And here's the question I have. Have you been tormented by fear? Have you been tormented by what other people think? Have you been tormented by what other people say? Are you tormented in rejection? Are you tormented in actual fear of the enemy? Remember, our passage said, though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. In who? In what? In our God. I can preach this, and I can preach this day in and day out, and until you guys grasp that there is a war. Can you hold this for a sec? Can you stand up, please? I played sports. I was a linebacker. I was a middle linebacker, and then an outside linebacker for a little guy. I played basketball. Wasn't very good at basketball, but in basketball, if somebody would grab some hair on my leg, or if somehow I'd get an elbow and I'd have a bloody nose, oh my gosh, I went into woohoo! I went into flip mode. You know what I'm saying? Now I'm gonna guard you like this. It's over for you. You will not. You're not gonna touch the ball again, or you're not gonna score. One thing or the other, or I'll break your legs while I'm doing it because I played really rough. Ask Eric Bender and Mr. Kranz. You can be seated. But church, this is what it's going to take. It's going to take, hey, it's going to take you guys to wake up and realize that today is the day of salvation. Behold, now is the acceptable time. Today, we can walk all over the enemy. Today, we can walk all over the enemy, man. And God's got a calling on your life and mine.
Amen.
And He loves you. And church, what I want to do more than anything in this life is throttle the enemy and give him payback time for the years that the cankerworm and the pale worm have eaten. Devil had ate my lunch until I was 25, and from 15 to 25, he took a decade of my life. I want to make him pay every day. And if he dares touch my kids, oh, you're going to see me go into flip mode, friend. Oh, if he dares touch these precious little ones, yours are mine. Yours are mine because I accept them all. They're mine. We dedicate these kids to God, and I'm telling you, man, you mess with these little ones, and every parent in this room better stand up for what they know and love. Amen? And church, we better think and use some priorities and value systems on what is truly important as that day approaches. Amen. Forsake not the assembling together as you see that day approaching. You have no right to not be in the house of God. If you're out, if you don't have a heart to be there, you're under attack, and this is a dead warfare, and you're being taken out of the game. You're losing your hunger because this is the greatest thing that there's ever been in this world. This is the light of the world. Amen? He is the light of the world. And He said, you will be lights in this world. And He said, the commission is all that matters. Young man, what's your name?
Eduardo.
Eduardo, you were in that altar last night. This young man, I'm telling you, he's got his hands up. He's in the middle of that place. He's seeking God with his hands spread out on a Saturday night, that's what he's doing with his life. Seeking God. What are you doing on a Saturday night? Well, what's on Netflix?
Help us, Lord.
Church, I'm not mad at you. I just want to stir you.
Amen.
And here's the gift that you don't understand. God put somebody in your way that'll step on your big feet. Ow. And she knows I love her to pieces. And it's love that allows us to share truth. Amen.
Amen.
We love each other with a pure heart fervently. And I want to go down preaching. I want Ben to go down preaching. I want Joe to go down preaching. I want Mary Karis to go down preaching. I want to leave in a blaze of glory or a chariot of fire, just like Elijah. Be boo. And me and Kate, we've talked about this late into the nights. We're going to play tag with chariots in heaven. We're going to be zooming and flying, and we're going to have angels win. I'm telling you, man, we're going to race the angels. We're going to hit the seas. We are going to rant. Me and Kate are going to play cat and mouse all throughout eternity. And Keaton's right beside us, and he's healed, and he's going to be running everywhere. He's going to be talking like no other. And it's so close, guys, and it's so close, and I don't want to miss, amen, not one split second of the reward I could have there for his glory.
Amen.
By selling out to anything else in this world. I want to be where God wants me to be. Do you too?
Amen.
Amen.